From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Obama is cheering a breakthrough on financial regulations. After blocking three previous attempts to bring the overhaul to the Senate floor, Republicans have now agreed to let the debate go forward. The president told supporters in Quincy, Illinois this afternoon, it's about time.
I don't think you want to see us wait for another year or 2 years. I don't think you think Washington's moving too fast. I think you want to get this done.
And NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now to talk about what's going on. Scott, up until today, all 41 Republicans in the Senate had voted unanimously to prevent debate on this financial overhaul bill. What's changed?
Well, Melissa, the Republicans are saying that they got some of what they wanted. They did get some tweaks in that portion of the bill that's designed to address the too-big-to-fail problem. They also say it became clear that continuing to hold out was not going to get them any more of what they wanted. The other thing to keep in mind, though, is that this was really looking bad for the Republicans politically. They were getting beat up as the party that was being the handmaiden of Wall Street here.
President Obama has made these financial regulations a big priority for him. This looks like a victory. It's going to be at least debated and then voted on.
That's right. This is at least a victory in the skirmish for the president. There's still a long way to go to get a bill through the Senate and then to get it merged with the bill that's already cleared the House. But as you heard the president saying there, it's been already a year and a half since the financial meltdown that began. It's been 2 years since he's been advocating these kinds of tighter regulations on Wall Street. And the other thing is, this is one area where the public really wants the government to get tough. There are a lot of areas where the public is skeptical of some of the government initiatives the president's been backing. This is one area where they're on the president's side.
And Scott, tick through what some of these new financial regulations would do.
It would give the government power to wind down big, failing financial firms like Lehman Brothers before their collapse can threaten the broader financial system. It would enhance consumer protections, and it would provide some daylight in the shadowy world of derivatives trading.
And we assume, Scott, that this now has the votes to pass the Senate. They didn't have enough votes to overcome a filibuster, but they don't need a supermajority if they want
to
pass.
You only need 51.
Okay, Scott, thanks very much.
Good to be with you.